This is Football Nation. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL, headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
What's up, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. We have an excellent show for you today. Going to have a lot of fun. I'm Bill Enright, and the real brains behind this operation is Todd DeVries. Todd, thanks so much for having my back as usual and for making me look much smarter than I really am.
Someone's got to keep you in line, my friend. Someone's got to do it. I'm the guy. I'm the guy over your shoulder. I'm both the angel on one shoulder and the devil over the other shoulder, keeping you in line, the yin and the yang. I'm your man.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so this is Football Nation. You may be asking yourself, what the heck is Football Nation? Well, it's a great site. We cover all kinds of football, NFL, fantasy, college. You hear our fantasy show right here, Fantasy Football Champs. That's on Tuesday on Patriots.com Radio. Also, we're the mothership behind Cold Hard Football Facts. That airs on Wednesday, same Patriots.com Radio. And basically, Football Nation is all football all the time. So if you're a big football fan, go to footballnation.com. I'm sure you will see some articles, videos, polls that you can have a lot of fun with. Todd, we got a great show today as we're heading into week two of the NFL.
Well, you know, Bill, last week was kind of – it was our inaugural show for Football Nation here on Patriots.com. Right. So we did kind of a season preview show, 2 hours jam-packed preview predictions. Now we're in the flow of the regular season now. So now the show format changes a little bit. We touch a little bit on what happened last week, but mainly we focus on this week. And, man, there's a slate of some really good games, a lot of juicy matchups to get into today.
Yeah, and we want to hear from everyone that's out there listening. Please give us a call. We love your phone calls. The number to reach us at is 508-298-0398. And, of course, you can always email in webradio@patriots.com. Todd, you know, some of the things that we're going to be going through today is some surprises from week one, whether or not these trends are fool's gold or maybe some diamonds in the rough. We'll highlight some fantasy football strategy for week two later on in the show. Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts will join us to discuss the game of the week. I have a feeling he's going to say it's that matchup against Jim Schwartz and Jim Harbaugh.
The handshake matchup.
Yeah. And we'll go over some of the legal issues that's surrounding that Saints bounty scandal with Jonathan Vilma getting the appeal, and also what's going on with the negotiations of the replacement refs. But what do you say? Let's start off the show with our week one shame on you candidates.
Ah, absolutely. We want to hear from you at Facebook, too, Bill. Facebook.com/FootballNationLLC. Let us know or shoot us a tweet at FBallNation. We want to hear from you. Who's the most shameful performance from week one? Now, this can be a player, a coach, a referee, perhaps, Bill, or even a whole team. What was the most shameful performance from week one? Bill, what are some that come kind of off the top of your head?
All right, Patriots fans should be very familiar with this one. Chris Johnston ran for 4 yards in week one. Hot. That's only 4 less yards than you had in week one.
What do we have to make
or
of this
4
guy?
More yards.
Yeah, I rushed for 4 less yards than Chris Johnston, so I have that going for me.
Yeah.
Which is nice. You know, what are we to make of Chris Johnston? I mean, you know, a couple years ago, he goes for 2,000 yards. What is going on with this guy?
You know, other than there, I think there was 5 rushers before Chris Johnston that ran for 1,000 yards. Terrell Davis, Jamal Lewis.
2,000 yards, yeah.
Terrell Davis, Jamal Lewis, Barry Sanders, O.J. Simpson, and I'm actually forgetting the 5th. But the point that I'm trying to make is not one of those guys ever came back to have really good seasons. Actually, Barry Sanders retired shortly after. I think it was actually O.J. Simpson was the only other one that managed to perform at a high level after his 2,000-yard season. And I'm starting to wonder if we've seen really the peak of Chris Johnston, and maybe it's all downhill from here, but it's shame on you, Chris Johnston. 4 yards, that's absolutely pathetic. You could have rolled on the ground and picked up 4 yards.
Bill, I'm about 6'2". I could fall down and gain 3 or 4 yards just by falling down. Unbelievable now. So, you know, again, he's with the Titans and the Patriots. They look pretty good on defense, and we'll get into the Patriots a little bit later on in the show, but that's definitely a guy that sticks straight out. How about Mr. Michael Vick for the Eagles against the Browns, Bill? The Browns. This was a team they should have throttled through the air. And they did gain a boatload of yards in that game, but four ill-advised interceptions, he looked really awful. The offense for the Eagles generated 456 yards, so they, you know, 306 passing, 150 on the ground.
Yeah,
that's a lot of yards, second most in the whole league last week. And they only managed 17 points because of all these ridiculous turnovers. Mike Vick looked kind of scaringly just rattled in the pocket.
Well, he might be rattled again this week as the Philadelphia Eagles take on the Baltimore Ravens. We saw what they did to Andy Dalton and the Bengals on Monday night, and that defense is looking as ferocious as ever.
Yes, absolutely. Now, how about this, Bill? We don't normally talk about backup long snappers, but if we're talking about the most shameful performances, I'm sorry to say, but we got to go with the Raiders, Travis Gothel. I'm not even sure how to pronounce this guy's name, to be completely honest with you. He had a miserable game on Monday night. 15 minutes of infamy. He makes the list of shame on you candidates, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, I felt bad for him. He's a backup linebacker out of Arizona State, and the Raiders just kind of throw him in there to take over the long snapping duties after John Kondo, their starter, got hurt. But he was basically just bowling the ball behind him. It was miserable. It was awful. And that's really what changed the game for the San Diego Chargers. They started to get better field position, and that's really what won them the game and lost the Raiders the game.
Bill, I helped coach a youth football team with a bunch of 8-, 9-, and 10-year-olds.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, our long snapper can get the job done better than this guy. I mean, seriously. That was really a shame. It really was shame, and shame's the key word for now. Now, Bill, one other one I wanted to bring up here, and again, this is kind of off the beaten path, but there was a story this week about Mr. J.J. Watt,
From
who ate up Ryan Tannehill, the Texans defensive player. And why don't you tell the audience what J.J. Watt said this week about how he knew how to get into that backfield?
Apparently, J.J. Watt, like you and I, are big fans of Hard Knocks, the HBO special that documented the Miami Dolphins preseason. J.J. Watt came out and said, listen, I picked up the Dolphins snap count just by watching Hard Knocks. So, you know, he knew that he'd be playing the Dolphins in week one, I guess started to pay extra close attention to what they were doing on Hard Knocks, and that's why he had a lot of success against the rookie Ryan Tannehill. I thought that was really, really, like, shocking moment. Maybe teams are going to be a little skeptical about doing Hard Knocks next year.
Nah.
No, you
don't
think
so, man. I think someone will step up to the podium. Jerry Jones, you know, and the Cowboys will get back in the mix, or maybe even the Jets are always flirting with that show, right?
Yeah, they are. They seem to love the spotlight. I don't know why. Every time they're in it, they pull a disaster.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Bill. There's one more shame on you candidate from last week.
All right, who's that?
And this one kind of hits close to home.
Okay.
We talked about Vic. We talked about Chris Johnson.
Right.
We talked about the Raiders' backup long snapper. We talked about the Dolphins on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Now we're going to list a guy by the name of Bill Enright of Football Nation. Shame on you, Bill Enright.
Oh, that's me.
Terrible prediction from last week. Last week, well, I think, Kevin Collins, our producer, he might have this all queued up for us. So I'm gonna let him roll with this, and then we'll discuss your prediction from last week. Kevin, roll the tape, my friend.
Oh, no. All right, how about the Cincinnati Bengals, Todd? 4-2 in the division I haven't predicted. I have them – ready for this? Here's my shocking moment of the day. I have them starting out 7-0 to start the season. 7-0. But they lose 8 out of the next 9, and they finish 8-8 on the season.
You have them going 7-0 into their Week 8 bye.
Yes, I do.
And then it all falls apart.
So long, Cincinnati. I got them beating the Ravens, beating the Browns, beating the Redskins, beating the Jaguars, beating the Dolphins, beating the Browns again, and then I have them beating the Steelers, but then it all falls apart after that bye, Todd. Oh, man, that was pretty pathetic on my part. I had them 7-0. They couldn't even get one win in week one.
Bill, they lost 44-13.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
So Bill,
shame on me for that one.
Shame on you. I'm going to, if I had to rank the shame on you candidates, Bill, I'm not going to put you in the number one spot. I'm going to put that Raiders long snapper number one. I'll put you at number two. How's that?
That sounds good. I definitely deserve to be in the top five, though.
And for everybody out there listening live or listening on demand, later in the show, Bill will be making more bold predictions, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and you can rip me apart on Twitter, at FBNation_Bill. And don't forget, give my man Todd a follow, too. He's at CFFGeek. Todd, let's get into some of the action from week one before we move into week two. There's a lot of surprises in week one, at least from my perspective, other than the Bengals not starting off the season 1-0. But how about the New York Jets offense? Most points in week one. Was it a bad Bills defense or just a really good Jets offense?
This was a gigantic fluke.
Yeah, I think
this
so.
Was all the planets aligning. Okay, everyone, all of us mocked the Jets for that ridiculous preseason where they scored one touchdown in their final preseason game against the fourth string Eagle defense, right?
Yeah.
48 points in week one.
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, what the heck is going on here? Now, the Bills, I think it's to answer your question, I think it's a combination of two things, obviously. The Jets were on fire. All right, Stephen Hill, the rookie, looked great. And the Bills looked awful, just awful. And for all the Patriots fans listening to this show right now, honestly, this is further confirmation to me that the Patriots are just going to roll through this division.
Yeah,
I mean, these two teams, I just don't see it at all. I mean, if you want to, was it fool's gold? Absolutely, it was fool's gold. Mark Sanchez, he passed for 266 yards, three touchdowns. I looked at his stats from last year, Bill. He only eclipsed 266 yards three times all of last year. He only threw for three more touchdowns twice.
Right.
So, he might have one or two other games like this during the year, but this is complete fool's gold in my book.
Yeah, I totally agree. Let's move probably on the opposite side of the spectrum. Fool's gold or diamond in the rough, Matt Ryan with four TDs, the best QB performance of week one.
There's a lot of hype with Matt Ryan this preseason, and rightly so. I think this is legit. I wouldn't even call this a diamond in the rough. This is just a legitimate quarterback who's, taking the next step up in he's getting closer to that elite level. He's trying to bang down the door with the Staffords and the Aaron Rodgers and the Tom Brady's of the world. So I'm down with the Falcons, and, man, I can't wait for the game against Denver. Matt Ryan versus Peyton Manning should be good stuff this week.
All right, what about the Baltimore Ravens? They had a great game on Monday night. When I was a kid, I was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Right now, I'm a little bit of wacko for Flacco. He looked great on Monday night. Is that Baltimore Ravens the best team in the AFC?
Well, I mean, after 1 week, sure, why not, right? They dominated the Bengals, and they look good on defense as well. That defense is old in the tooth, a little long in the tooth with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. But, early in the year, they're not banged up yet. They still look pretty youthful and healthy. Right now, why not? Sure, call them the best team in the AFC, but it's way too early to get into that kind of classification.
All right, the Baltimore defense, you're right. They are a little bit older. How about a young defense? New England Patriots, the rookies, Chandler Jones, Donta Hightower, both great games against the Titans.
They look good. They looked good. I'm not really impressed at all with the Titans quarterbacks. We talked about this during our preseason shows, Bill.
Yeah.
I'm just not a believer in Jake Locker and Matt Hasselbeck back there possibly now as well. So I wasn't too surprised what the Patriots did last week. I like what the Patriots did. They got younger. They got that speed rusher in Chandler Jones. But take it for what it's worth. It was the Titans. It was week one. But a good sign for the Patriots in the future weeks.
Todd, I'm a Syracuse grad, as you know. Loved watching Chandler Jones play for the Orange the last couple seasons. He's going to be a beast, absolute beast, especially when you have Wolfork still in the middle and you have Jones running from the outside. That's going to be a really good pass rush this year.
I agree. And, if you look at the San Francisco 49ers, who built that, obviously one of the best defenses in all of the NFL, they drafted Aldon Smith out of Missouri a couple years ago. All he can do, out of Missouri, the only thing he can really do is rush the passer, but he does it damn well.
Yeah,
and Chandler Jones
sacks
as
a rookie.
Yep, absolutely. And Chandler Jones is cut from the same cloth. And, man, if you can just do one thing and one thing really well, you can make a big impact in the NFL. I expect big things out of Chandler Jones. He will be in the running for the Defensive Rookie of the Year award at the end of the year.
All right, sounds good. We're going to take a quick break here on Football Nation. Just getting things started, Patriots.com radio. Hey, give us a call, 508-298-0398. We want your calls for the next segment. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pats tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield. Catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
Football Nation, the pulse of NFL fans everywhere.
All right, welcome back. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries here going through. Quick little recap of week one. We want to discuss some quarterbacks. After all, the NFL is a passing league. So, Todd, let's go over some of the veteran quarterbacks who played well. You got to start it off with Peyton Manning. First game back in full season, 253 yards and two touchdowns.
I was impressed, you know, to put him in that primetime game against a good Steelers defense. And, yeah, we aren't sure how good that Steelers defense is anymore. Maybe it's more based on reputation than it is actual studliness like they've been in the past. But still, it's the Steelers. I thought Peyton Manning looked great, man. He controlled the offense like he always does. He might not be able to make that deep throw with that pinpoint precision accuracy like he used to in the past. But 253 yards, managed the game, two touchdowns. Looked good to me, man.
His intelligence, you'll never be able to take that away from him. Even if he gets older and his arm starts to throw down a little bit, he's still going to be one of the smartest quarterbacks, probably the smartest player on the field at all times.
Yeah, and again, anything under 20 yards, he looked just like the old Peyton Manning. Those deep balls, not quite as accurate, but that's what happens with age, you know. I can't wait to see them play the Falcons. I mentioned that earlier in the show, but what a game that is. Again, the NFL schedule makers, kudos to you, because Broncos, Falcons, prime time this week, Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night.
Good stuff.
Exciting matchup. How about Tom Brady? Looked solid against the Cardinals. Looked solid against the Titans, but they did use Stephen Ridley a lot, who had over 120 yards rushing. This week they play the Cardinals. We're expecting another great performance from Brady.
Not much to say about Tom. I mean, this was a pretty run-of-the-mill performance, right? 236 yards, a couple touchdowns. Yeah, you can talk about some of the playmakers. Wes Welker didn't see a lot of looks. Ridley seemed to be the man in the running game. Look for that to change here in the coming weeks. Just not much to say about Tom Brady. Looked good, stayed healthy, rolling along.
You know, Todd, it's interesting you bring up Tom Brady, Wes Welker, because we just got an email. And again, our email address is webradio@patriots.com. Feel free to send us an email. We just got an email from Jason T. He wants to know what's going on with Wes Welker. Are the Patriots planning to move on from the Wes Welker era? They just got Greg Salas in a trade. They still have Julian Edelman. But, you know, it seems like Jason T is kind of saying that, you know, maybe the Patriots are starting to scale back on Wes Welker just in preparation for what life would be like if he ends up leaving after the season.
Well, you know, it all depends upon your definition of scaling back. Do I think Wes Welker is going to put up the same immense catch receptions that he's had in previous years? No, I don't think so. I don't think he's going to reach those numbers again. But I think he's going to still put up some pretty darn good numbers. I think week one was a little bit of an aberration. But, Bill, we talked about this in the preseason. Gronk is going to be Gronk. They're going to get Aaron Hernandez more involved in the offense. So you get those two stud tight ends. You got Brandon Lloyd that came in, right? I'm not worried about Greg Salas, but you got Brandon Lloyd's going to see some looks. So, you know, I think they're going to share it a little bit more, share the wealth a little bit more. But it's good news for Tom Brady. Maybe it's not so good news if you're a Wes Welker from a fantasy football perspective.
Exactly.
But I still think he's going to put up solid numbers. I just don't think he's going to, you know, top his ridiculous numbers from a couple years ago.
You know, if you're a Patriots fan, you just want them to win the game. And the good news is you have a ton of offensive weapons for Tom Brady to target. But like you said, if you're a fantasy football manager, you may be a little worried about Wes Welker, but I still think in the PPR format he finishes as a top 10 wide receiver.
Yeah.
All right, let's move over to some of the veteran quarterbacks that played bad, Todd. How about Matthew Stafford? 3 picks against the Rams? What's going to happen? He's playing against the best defense in the league this week, going up against the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, I don't know if Kevin has this tape, but I actually predicted, Bill, that the Rams would hang around with the Lions and make it really close there at the end. And that happened to be true, so there you go.
Yeah.
So I wasn't too surprised that the Rams hung around. Jeff Fisher, in his coaching debut, I knew that team would play really hard for him. But, yeah, Matt Stafford didn't look good. I'm not too worried about it. I think he'll bounce back. He's got the weapons. Now he's got to play the Niners, and we'll get into that game a little later on in the show. Not a great matchup at all. I think it's a little bit of an aberration with Matt Stafford. He'll be fine this year.
All right, Eli Manning, that game feels like ages ago. First game of the year, it was on Wednesday. He only had 213 yards and 1 touchdown. I'm expecting a little bit of a bounce-back performance from Eli. He's playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in week 2.
Yeah, and he had some drops. Victor Cruz was, you know, starting to run without having the ball in his hands.
Too much salsa on his hands.
Yeah, salsa. The ball was slipping through the salsa.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about Eli Manning. You know, Eli Manning turns it on when it matters at the end of the year, Bill. The Giants kind of sleepwalk through the season. That's their MO. So I'm not too worried about Eli Manning. He'll be fine.
All right, let's talk about some rookie quarterbacks, Todd. We saw 5 rookie quarterbacks start in week 1. Obviously, Robert Griffin III, probably the best performance out of a rookie since Cam Newton last year, where he threw for over 400 yards in week 1. But RG3, 320 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had 42 rushing. But that was really the one shining moment out of the rookie quarterbacks. The rest of them, between the 4 other guys, 2 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. That's awful.
Yeah, I thought Andrew Luck looked okay. I mean, you know, he threw 3 interceptions, which is obviously not going to get it done. He threw for 309 yards and a touchdown. I'm not worried about Andrew Luck. I think he's going to get better and better and better as the year goes along. Russell Wilson was kind of the wild card out of these 5, Bill.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of thought maybe he could, you know, surprise against the Cardinals. Looked like a pretty good matchup, and he did not do much of anything. 153 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Rushed it 8 times, only for 20 yards. He's kind of one of those running quarterbacks. You were thinking he might get a few more yards scrambling around. So he was kind of a disappointment. But the other two guys, Bill, I mean, you and I think we're on the same page with this. With Brandon Whedon and Ryan Tannehill, we did not.
Yeah, just gross.
We didn't expect much from these two this year. They have, I mean, all right, Ryan Tannehill, all right, for the Dolphins, Bill, when he was at Texas A&M, he started out as one of their stud wide receivers.
Right.
Before he moved to quarterback, okay? He might be the best wide receiver on the Dolphins right now. The Dolphins They have nothing.
No, they don't.
Who are the weapons surrounding him?
Devon Bass, Brian Hartline, a bunch of, you know,
Brian Hartline.
Subpar wide receivers. You're right. Tannehill might be the best wide receiver right now on the Miami Dolphins.
So, you know, wait, what do you expect? You start this kid who I never really thought he was a first-round draft pick anyway, and you start him, you have no weapons. What do you expect? Now he has to go into the black hole against the Raiders? I mean, good luck with that this week.
It was
It
was the first time the Miami Dolphins took a quarterback in the first round since Dan Marino. What a major letdown for that franchise.
Well, it's only 1 week, so, you know, I don't want to completely give up on the kid after 1 week, but...
Nah, I'm giving up. That's it.
I mean, we didn't have high expectations for Tannehill, so, you know, not too surprising. And then Brandon Weeden, the other one, 12 of 35, 118 yards, four interceptions. And, Bill, the stat of the week, his passer rating of, 5.1?
Yeah.
Not 50, 5.1 nearly matched his ERA. Now, Brandon Weeden, we call him Old Man Weeden at footballnation.com because he spent a lot of time in the New York Yankees minor league organization. So when he wound up playing quarterback for Oklahoma State, he was 27, 28 years old. This guy is old. And he was a pitcher in minor league baseball, and his ERA was 5.02. So he had a 5.02 ERA, which isn't great, and then he has a 5.1 passer rating in the NFL.
Yeah.
For
those of you keeping track at home, Brandon Weeden is actually older than Aaron Rodgers. So Whedon's a rookie, older than Aaron Rodgers, who already has a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, there you go. But hey, on the bright side, though, Bill, you know, we didn't talk about it much, but RG3, man, he looked dynamite.
Yeah, he did.
And he gets the Rams this week, and we'll break down that game later on in the show. But start out against the Saints in the Superdome and light it up like he did, and then go on and play the Rams, which looks like a good matchup on paper as well. He could be off to a great start to his career.
And luckily for Andrew Luck, he's taking on the Vikings this weekend, who made Blaine Gabbert look like a Pro Bowl quarterback last week. So, you know, RG3 and Andrew Luck probably the two rookies. Yeah, two rookies that will have good games in week two. Up next, Todd, we're going to bring on our footballnation.com legal expert, Bram Maravint. And he's going to go over some of the things that are going on with the Saints bounty scandal. We all know Jonathan Vilma appealed the process and won. And plus, we're going to get an update on the negotiations between the NFL and the NFL referees. So that's up next. You're not going to want to miss it. You're listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com radio.
Football, and more football at footballnation.com.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots.
Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
I love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Every football fan has a voice at footballnation.com.
That's right. And speaking of football fans who have a voice, we're bringing on Bram Maravin, who is our FN legal expert. He writes a great column for us every week. It is called, Todd, what is the article called?
Rules of the Game.
Rules of the Game, that's correct.
That's right. Bram, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're doing great. Bram, you have an interesting background, which is one of the reasons we love having you write for footballnation.com. Why don't you tell the audience, just really quickly, before we dive into some of the NFL's legal issues, just give us a little sense of your background. It's pretty intriguing.
Well, thanks. First, thanks for having me. Second, the very quick and dirty background is I spent about 10 years in sports broadcasting, sports journalism, and then made a decision to go to law school, did that, and my first position really at a law school was practicing labor law, rather, representing unions, and then just recently I've changed and now I'm working in medical malpractice on the defense side. So journalist first, and then a lawyer second.
All right, Bram, we appreciate you joining us, and we want to get right into it with the Saints bounty scandal. Why don't you tell us everything that's going on with the Jonathan Vilma situation and explain where all that stands right now.
Okay. And I spoke with Todd about this, before. Even I can get confused discussing this, and I think the best way to do this is, if you can, draw Vilma versus Goodell on a piece of paper and draw basically two arrows going down from the decision where Goodell decides to suspend the four players based on conduct detrimental to the game and for salary cap violations, okay? So on the one side, the players decided to appeal to Stephen Burbank, who's a special master. He said Goodell's in the right, and he wasn't going to get involved with that. And so then they appeal to a tripartite, three-member independent arbitration panel. And at the same time, while they were doing that, Vilma's attorney, I think Jonathan Ginsburg's his name, filed an injunction action in federal court in New Orleans trying to suspend the suspension, essentially, on the grounds that Goodell exceeded his authority. Now, the argument in federal court was essentially the NFL gave the defense, the players rather, in their defense of this punishment, a moving target. For example, they were given 200 documents to review or so, something in that range, and they were not allowed to review the remaining documents the NFL had from its investigation. So imagine just, if you can, let's say you're arrested for stealing a stick of gum at a store, and they will not show you the, you say you didn't do it, and they will not show you the video that exonerates you or, you know, makes you guilty. So,
wow.
And then you go to trial, and then they show you this, and you have no idea what you're looking at because you never had a chance to review it before. That's what essentially the players are arguing, that they were able to review just a little bit, and not everything, while the NFL had its run, you know, they got to see everything. So that's what they were essentially arguing to the judge in New Orleans. Now, the judge in New Orleans, she said that she wanted to kind of wait on everything and wait for this tripartite panel to kind of make its own call, okay?
Right.
But at the same time, she said, I want to rule for you, Mr. Vilma. However, like I said, she was worried about her jurisdiction.
Right.
Now, fast forward to a couple of days later, the tripartite panel rules that Goodell did indeed exceed his jurisdiction, so to speak, when it came to administering the penalty. He exceeded it by authoring or saying that the discipline was based not only on contract detrimental to the game, but on salary cap violation. Okay. So what the panel did was they remanded the decision back to Commissioner Goodell to make a further determination. So while the decision was vacated, it was also remanded back to Commissioner Goodell. So the ball's back in Commissioner Goodell's court. That's where we are today. So what you have is Commissioner Goodell trying to meet with these players so he can make a decision, and he has to make a decision that's not based on the salary cap. So anything he decides on, let's say he decides later on to suspend them all for two games each. I'm making an example. This is not what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay.
But whatever his decision is cannot be based on the salary cap, because the tripartite panel said that the jurisdiction for salary cap violations is that panel itself, and not the commissioner. That's why they vacated the decision.
Wow.
So if it's a decision based on contract detrimental to the game, it's in Goodell's court. If it's not, it's outside of his court. That's all in the collective bargaining agreement, which is a lot of pages and a lot of words. We don't want to get involved with that because we'll all confuse ourselves.
Now, so how's this going to play out? What's the next news item that we're going to see? What do you predict happening here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, my crystal ball is actually working very well. Goodell actually has a meeting, from what I've read in AP reports, on Monday with at least Jonathan Vilma.
Yeah.
So these meetings are starting, and again, we'll see at that point what happens from these meetings. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I will tell you that Mr. Vilma and his attorney, they're very vocal in this, and I don't think they're very afraid of this process at all, and I don't think they have a reason to be now that they have kind of like a big chip in the game, so to speak. They've won. The players have been arguing for a long period of time that Commissioner Goodell has been judge, jury, and executioner on disciplinary action. Problem is, the players agreed to this many years ago under the former union head, Gene Upshaw, when they formed this player management council that then came up with the personnel conduct policy. So anyway, the players feel more emboldened. The union probably feels a little more emboldened. Goodell's going to meet with Vilma and the rest of them, and that situation will play itself out. But I don't know what's going to happen in there, if it's going to be a formal or an informal hearing, or if there's going to be any more discussion on releasing any more documentation that the NFL has that the players haven't seen, if they haven't already seen it yet. But I think those are the things that will probably be touched upon in any meeting.
You're listening to Football Nation here on Patriots.com. We are speaking to FootballNation.com columnist Bram Merovin. He's our resident legal expert, breaking down kind of the legal clouds hanging over the NFL right now. Some interesting stuff. One other topic we wanted to cover very briefly, Bram, is the whole replacement referee situation. You know, we've been watching very closely to see how the replacement refs do on the field. How are things going off the field?
Well, not very well if you're a part of the NFL Referees Association. The quote-unquote scab referees have been working through the preseason and now through week one, and it appears the reports are that the NFL has a five-week plan for these replacement referees. So the NFL has dug in its collective heels against the Referees Association. Just for background, the dispute is not over just salary, but things like a defined benefit plan, like a pension versus a 401k. Also, certain things involving the number of crews and the permanency of certain crews. So there are a gamut of issues, and they're kind of at loggerheads right now. But that's where we are right now. But so you have this 5-week plan for the NFL with these replacement referees. Now, we all saw what happened this past weekend with the extra timeout that was called, and I know just listening
around. In the Seattle
around,
game, right?
You know,
the Seattle game?
Yeah, I believe that was the Seattle game.
Right.
So, you know, and I know that there's been dialogue in the whatever you call it, the internet sphere, the blogosphere or whatever sphere, you know, about the calls that some of the referees have made, some hits and whatnot. Here's what could happen, okay? The current collective bargaining agreement has a no-strike provision, which means that the players cannot strike for the 10-year duration of the collective bargaining agreement.
Right.
However, there is a federal law, okay? It's at 29 U.S.C. 143, if anybody really wants to go and take a look. It essentially allows employees to strike despite a provision in a collective bargaining agreement, okay? If there are concerns because of, here's the big word, abnormally dangerous conditions for work at the place of employment of such employer or employees be deemed to strike under this chapter. So essentially what that means is even if there's a no-strike provision in a collective bargaining agreement, if there are, you know, if there are good faith concerns or in good faith the employees feel that there are abnormally dangerous conditions at work, they can strike, okay? So if the players do feel unsafe to the point that it's abnormally dangerous, they could strike. So what you have now reportedly on I wasn't there, but on September 5th, NFL Players Association General Counsel Tom DePasso sent a memo to the NFL General Counsel Jeff Pasch, which asked for biographies for the scab referees, their names, ages, and experience. Okay, and it also said something to the extent of, should it be evident that replacement officials are underqualified or inexperienced, we reserve the right to assert that utilizing replacement officials jeopardizes the health and safety of our workers and to take appropriate action to protect our members. And of course, they also requested the immediate reinstatement of the locked out referees. So the union has taken what I consider preliminary steps to assert that 29 USC 143 language. They're saying that if we look at these backgrounds for these referees, and if any other shenanigans continue, which puts our guys in jeopardy, you know, health and safety in jeopardy, we reserve the right to do what we have to do under law. And now I'm not saying it's going to happen. It's probably at this point a remote possibility. But, you know, the NFLPA and the NFL Management Council, i.e. the owners, they've had their share of disputes in the last few years. So It's not completely out of the realm of possibility, but I would say right now the chances of something like this are small.
All right, Bram, you know, I'm not a bright guy, and you're using a lot of big words, injunction, bargaining, collective, memo. Just a simple yes or no, am I going to have to deal with these replacement refs all season, or are we going to get the regular guys back in action?
I'd say right now your forecast for 5 weeks is you're going to have them at least for the next few weeks.
All right.
And beyond that, I don't know. It really depends on how much, you know, either side's willing to give. That you know, collective bargaining negotiations are all about leverage.
Right, right.
And
I hear you, Bramman. You know what? It's unfortunate that we're going to have to deal with these replacement refs. I don't think a lot of fans are happy. I don't think a lot of players are happy. And I know the coaches aren't very happy. But we definitely appreciate you calling in, and we will continue to read the rules of the game at footballnation.com. That is Brad Merrivant, our legal expert. Bram, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much, guys. Take care.
Bill, so here's what I'm envisioning here, okay? I'm envisioning Ed Hockley,
yeah,
right, in the gym.
Big
right
biceps.
He's probably listening to this show right now.
He is in the gym, on
those biceps.
On
yeah. Maybe he's going to listen tomorrow on demand, correct? You never know. Yeah.
There was no foul on the play. It was not a hold. The defender was just overpowered.
I love that. absolutely love that. The defender was overpowered.
So we've got Ed in the gym working on those biceps, and then we've got Bram, our man, our footballnation.com guy, Bram. He comes home from a long day at court, right? He's an attorney by day, and he's just paging through this stuff. I mean, that guy was rattling off sections of the all the contracts.
He
referenced like section 29.C.1.6.
I wish I had a better vocabulary. I'd be able to know what he was talking about.
Well, you know what? He did break it down.
He did a great
job. He's got it down pat, and he loves this stuff. He eats it up. So again, if you want to read more from Bram, check him out on footballnation.com.
And I'm just kidding. He did really break it down. My vocabulary is actually exceptionary.
Yeah, you mentioned the word memo is one of the words you're having trouble with.
I was just playing around. All right, we got to take a quick break here on Football Nation. Up next, though, don't go anywhere. We'll be taking your fantasy football questions. Give us a ring, 508-298-0398. And who knows, the first person to call in, I'm giving a free membership to ffchamps.com. So call in right now, 508-298-0398. We'll help you with your fantasy football lineups. We'll be right back after this short break.
This is Football Nation.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooked up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Pfft, rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now.
Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.
That's right, we are back. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio. This is Football Nation. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries, having some fun with you. Todd, no more fun than talking some fantasy football, which is what we're going to do a little bit on this segment. And if you're listening to the show on demand on the podcast, feel free to hit us up on Twitter. I'm answering questions all day long at FFChamps. And before the break, I offered to give a free membership to whoever would be the first person to call in. No one has called in yet. The number is 508-298-0398. And if no one calls in, I will give a discounted rate to the person that hits us up on Twitter first, and that's at FFChamps. I'm a little surprised by no callers here, but we do have a few emails, and again, the email is webradio@patriots.com. Todd, what do you say? You want to answer some emails here?
Fire away, man. Let's help the people.
All right. They're in a two-quarterback league, and by the way, this is Joe K. All right, so Joe K is in a two-quarterback league. His two starters are Tom Brady and Mike Vick. On his bench, he has Christian Ponder. He's obviously going to start Brady, which he says.
Of course.
But he wants to know, should I start Mike Vick against the Ravens or Ponder against the Colts? Thanks for your insight. What do you think?
You know, I'm going to stick with Vick.
I got to stick with Vick here.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Vick. Yeah, the matchup looks bad. I mean, and we'll break down this game a little bit later in the show. Ravens are on a high. Eagles are on a low, even though they won. You know, so all signs are pointing towards the Ravens rolling over the Eagles, right? Mm-hmm. Strange things happen when that kind of matchup presents itself. Don't be surprised if Vic does okay against the Ravens. I just can't go with Ponder, man. I can't go with him. I got to go Vic.
Even though the Colts secondary is weak, I still think that Mike Vick, in terms of fantasy football production, will outperform Christian Ponder. It's just really that simple. Luckily, he has Tom Brady. Really good combo with Brady and Vick. It's just that Vick had those interceptions, wiped away his touchdown, but I expect a bounce-back performance in Week 2, even
totally
if
agree.
It's against the Ravens.
Yep.
I believe we do have a caller on the line, and guess what? Higgins from Boston, Massachusetts is our lucky winner. He's getting a free membership from FFChamps.com. What's up, Higgins? You're in a 12-teams team standard league?
Yep, I sure am.
All right, so what's your question?
Okay, so I have a question. So I seem to be, all my leagues this year, I seem to have a lot of depth at wide receiver. And, of course, I have Fred Jackson who goes down. I have the Bills defense who goes down. So, like, my first week was ruined, even though I have Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, people like that. So,
yeah.
What I'm wondering is, should I unload people like, you know, I have Antonio Brown and Steve Smith. I even have Kenny Britt. So I'm wondering if I should shore up a little bit of, so something like Chris Johnson, right, who is, like, looking like a stinker right now. Should I take someone like, you know, Antonio Brown and try to shop him for Chris Johnson at the moment, or maybe package him with a Greg Olsen, try and get him out to, is Chris Johnson going to start producing later to shore up my depth, their running back?
All right, so
I love Bill. What I love about this,
though, real quick, he has Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Calvin Johnson, Steve Smith, and right, those are your four wide receivers.
And Kenny Britt.
And Kenny Britt, right. Oh, he definitely has enough depth to make a trade. Right, Tom?
I totally agree. And if you were listening to our show on Tuesday, we had a whole segment called Buy Low, Sell High. This falls right into that category, Bill.
Yeah, it does.
Cool.
So what do you think? How many wide receivers do you start, Higgins?
I can start two wide receivers and a flex.
Is it PPR?
No, normal.
Bill, this is perfect.
This is perfect.
Perfect scenario right here. The question is, which wide receiver does he let go? Can he package it along with, like you said, maybe a Greg Wilson or something like that? What do you recommend for him, Bill?
In a non-PPR format, I like Antonio Brown a lot less. I'm kind of cautious only because it would leave you with Kenny Britt as your fourth wide receiver. And while I think his upside is enormous, we all know what the devastating effects of a Kenny Britt injury or arrest could be. But even that being said, if you can get rid of Antonio Brown, not get rid of him, but if you can dish Antonio Brown and get Chris Johnson in return, even though he was one of our shame on you candidates, I think he's going to bounce back this year. He finished with 1,000 yards last year. His TDs were a little down, but he still caught a lot of passes. I would definitely go get Chris Johnson, especially with Fred Jackson being hurt. He's out a month. Who knows how healthy he's going to return even. I think that's a good trade. Try to do it.
Would you do anything like, so I probably have to give them a running back? Would you give up someone like Doug Martin, who's kind of...
No. No.
Absolutely not.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, who are your other running backs? Who are your fringe running backs?
So I have, right now I have Darren McFadden, Fred Jackson, Doug Martin, and David Wilson. So really, no depth, right? I mean, David Wilson, who knows what he's going to do when Fred Jackson's hurt, so I'm kind of really on the bubble.
Does the Chris Johnson owner need a wide receiver?
They could. They're you know, Nate Washington, stuff like that, so they definitely have some garbage they can get rid of.
I mean, Bill, if I'm Higgins, all right, I'm talking to this other owner, all right, we're talking about buying low, selling high. Steve Smith, I'm assuming you have the Panthers, Steve Smith. He had a decent game last week. I'm looking at Steve Smith and or Antonio Brown, and I'm trying to package one of those receivers with somebody else, a lesser player, maybe a David Wilson or a Greg Olson, and I'm trying to do a two-for-one to get Chris Johnson. I don't know if the other guy's going to bite on it, but that's what I'm doing right now. Higgins has the wide receiver depth. It's not a PPR league. I'm looking to get rid of either Steve Smith or Antonio Brown, package whatever you need to package with him as long as it's not Doug Martin. Try to get CJ2K. Why not?
Kevin, let's ask our producer, Kevin. Kevin, you're a fantasy football guy. What do you think about this situation? Should you go get Chris Johnson?
I would not be the person to ask on this because I got smoked in both leagues last week.
Womp, womp, womp.
And I'm in this conundrum tonight with Randall Cobb, and I don't know what to do with him like we were talking about off air. So
we'll help you out there.
I'm very indecisive. I can't figure. I tend to go with the masses instead of sticking with my gut, and it never works out. I'm always like, man, if I had started that guy, and you're sitting there on Wednesday and Thursday thinking, all right, I'm going to play this guy. And then on Sunday morning, you're like, nah, I don't have the balls to play this guy.
All right, so Higgins, we think you should go try to get Chris Johnson. We're going to put you on hold right now because, after all, you are the winner of the free FFChamps.com membership. We're going to help you dominate your league all season long. I'm going to put you on hold, and why don't you give Kevin your email address? He's going to shoot it back to me, and then we'll connect later on. Sound good?
Great. Well, thanks, guys. I listen to you every Tuesday and Thursday. You guys are awesome, so thanks.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it, and tell your friends.
All right, take care.
All right, Bill.
All right, let me put him on hold. So now he's going on with Kevin. He's going to give him his email address. And again, if you want more fantasy football advice, you can always hit Fantasy Football Champs up on Twitter at FFChamps. And Todd, what were you going to say about the trade?
Again, I mean, we did a nice segment on the show on Tuesday about this. You know, buy low, sell high. You get panicked owners out there. And maybe, Chris Johnson owners can't be happy with the freaking 4-yard performance from week one.
No,
if this guy's ready to dump him a little bit, maybe the Chris Johnson owner has decent running back depth and needs a wide receiver. This guy, Higgins, he's loaded at wide receiver. It's not a PPR league. It's a perfect match. I would try to do the hard sell on Steve Smith or Antonio Brown personally. You want to keep Julio Jones and Megatron. Those are untouchables to me. I'm not going to get rid of those two, even for Chris Johnson. But he's in a good situation there. See if he can get the deal done.
All right, let's go over some of the defensive matchup, the teams that kind of got torched by the pass in week one. You know, what we do at FFChamps.com is we kind of look at the defenses that are giving up a lot of points through the air. giving up a lot of points through the ground game. And, you know, giving up a lot of points to wide receivers. So let's kind of just touch real quick on some of the teams that were torched by the pass in week one.
All right, well, the Chiefs were torched by the pass last week. Matt Ryan lit them up. And the Chiefs faced the Bills this week in an interesting matchup. Bills had a rough time with the Jets, but look for the Bills to be able to pass the ball through the air against the Chiefs. I like the matchup a lot. Ryan Fitzpatrick, one of those under-the-radar type quarterbacks, Stevie Johnson, look for them to do some damage this week.
I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going up against the New York Giants. They looked awful on the defense. They have a lot of injuries in their secondary. Tony Romo put up 28 points against the New York Giants. Look out for Josh Freeman, Mike Williams, and Vincent Jackson to have a pretty fun game through the air.
I'm going to go to the flip side of what I was just talking about. We talked about the Bills being able to pass it on the Chiefs. How about the Chiefs being able to pass on the Bills? The Bills gave up 48 points to the Jets, Bill.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
48 points. Matt Castle, they've got some weapons there in Kansas City. Dexter McCluster out of the backfield or a wide receiver. What the heck position is he? Who cares? If you're in a PPR league, get him in your lineup. You got right. Dwayne Bowe. They got some weapons there. That has it. That's a sneaky. If you're watching the NFL Red Zone on Sunday, Bill. Okay, that's going to be one of those games where they're going to be cutting to this game a lot because there's going to be a lot of points scored in that game.
Yeah, I totally agree. And actually, I put Matt Castle as one of my sleeper picks this week on the FF Champs Stardom Sit'em.
There you go.
All right, let's talk about some defenses that got ran over in week one. Obviously, you're talking Michael Bush and Matt Forte ran all over the Colts, 122 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's great news if you have Adrian Peterson because the Minnesota Vikings are taking on the Colts in week two.
Adrian Peterson, is this guy human?
No, I mean, he's not.
Has anybody looked better coming off a knee injury in game one than this guy?
I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it.
I mean, this guy, he's like bionic. So, yeah, I agree with you. This bodes very well for Adrian Peterson against the Colts. Look for him to have a nice day. You know, Bill, C.J. Spiller, I know the Jets put up 48 points, but they gave up some points as well to the Bills. When Fred Jackson went down, the Bills' C.J. Spiller ran all over him, 169 yards and a touchdown. So that bodes pretty well this week for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who play the Jets this week. Now, the Steelers don't have the strongest running game, but if you're in a deep league, Bill, and you've got Jonathan Dwyer, keep an eye on Dwyer maybe putting up some decent points against the Jets.
You got to hold your thought on that one because Jonathan Dwyer didn't practice again today, Todd. I'm actually a little worried. I'm a little worried about that. I picked him up this week thinking that, you know, Rashad Mendenhall is still hurt. Isaac Redman, I'm not a big fan of his. But then all of a sudden, Jonathan Dwyer with this foot injury, now I'm a little nervous.
All right, well, that's take away what I just said. Erase it. Back it up. If he's not healthy, obviously that's not good. But the matchup is there. The matchup is potentially there. But if they don't have a running back to run the ball, then that's a problem. Just a minor problem.
All right, how about the Saints getting knocked over by Alfred Morris and company for 111 yards and 2 touchdowns? Now, all of a sudden, you got the Carolina Panthers coming into town. Guess what? Cam Newton can run the ball. D'Angelo Williams, well, we thought he could run the ball, except he didn't in week one. Mike Tolbert, who knows if Jonathan Stewart's going to be back. But at least you know Cam Newton, probably D'Angelo Williams, will have some success on Sunday.
Yeah, look for your boy Cam. What's your motto? Cam goes ham?
Cam goes ham. I really can't say what ham stands for, but it means he does very well.
Well, you know, he stands a pretty good chance to put up some big numbers. I mean, he was awful in week one from a fantasy standpoint, given the expectations. But look for week two to this be another high-scoring game. Saints-Panthers, lock and load your guys in this game. I'd look for this to be a really high-scoring affair.
All right, how about some of the receivers' delight? These are some of the teams that give up a lot of fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. I'm going to say the Giants make this list again. We also what Kevin freaking Ogletree did against the New York Giants. Had 2 touchdowns, 8 receptions, 114 yards, I believe. And the Indianapolis Colts, that's another team, 276 yards and 2 touchdowns. They're taking on the Minnesota Vikings.
Percy Harvin fans.
And Kyle Rudolph.
Kyle Rudolph, another one, a hot pickup this week on the waiver wire in many leagues. The young tight end from Notre Dame, he looks to be a pretty good play against the Colts. Interesting game there. You know, the Vikings, we talked about them not having a lot of weapons, but in this game, in this matchup, Adrian Peterson, Kyle Rudolph, Percy Harvin, they're all pretty good plays this week against the Colts.
All right, let's turn the page and go to the defenses that teams or players don't score a lot of points on. This is the no-fly zone. Philadelphia Eagles, they really locked down Brandon Whedon. He had negative 3 points from a fantasy angle. Joe Flacco, I mentioned I was wacko for Flacco from week one. Should I kind of lower my expectations for week two?
I would lower the expectations there.
All right.
This, I mean, the hype machine is in full mode here with this hurry up. What are they calling this thing in Baltimore now? This no huddle offense.
Yeah, give me a break. Sniff.
Yeah, give me a break. It's is it improved from last year? Yes, it looked improved from last year. Are they going to put up 30, 40 points on the Eagles this week? No, hell no. They will not. Keep your expectations in check with wacko for Flacco.
All right, and how about the Texans? I think this one's pretty obvious. They're playing against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
That's bad news for Blaine Gabbert because the Texans only let up 219 passing yards in week one.
Yeah, the Texans open up with two laughers, right?
Yeah, they really do. How about them? The Houston Texans, they got lucky. Two cupcakes on their schedule to start
the
season.
They're opening up with they're gonna dominate Jacksonville. I look for them to go 2-0, no problem.
All right, what about running into a brick wall? Which defenses don't allow a lot of rushing totals from their opposing running backs?
Well, you know, you look at the 49ers first and foremost, right?
Definitely.
And they got the Detroit Lions this week in the handshake game. The Lions don't have their running back situation is all over the place anyway. So
yes,
if you have one of the Lions running backs and you're thinking about sticking them in your lineup as an RB2 or an RB3 in the flex or something, think again. Go somewhere else. You don't want to stick anyone in your lineup against the 49ers run defense.
It's too bad because Kevin Smith had a great game in week one against the Rams, but I'm leaving him on the bench in week
yes.
two.
Yes. Don't look for two games in a row from him.
And how about Chris Johnson? Only had 4 yards against the Patriots. Now all of a sudden the Arizona Cardinals are coming to town. Do you think Ryan Williams and Beanie Wells can get things going, or they're going to be shut down against New England?
Disappointing. Both of
them. Yeah, very disappointing.
Both of them disappointing. Again, you know, against – and they won the game. They won the game. And they played Seattle last week, and I was looking for – you know, Ryan Williams is one of these guys that I kind of was looking to have a little bit of an explosion this year. He didn't look explosive at all last week, and either did Beanie Wells. Play wait and see there. I'm not gonna play either of those guys against the Patriots this week. No way.
All right, so now let's look at some wide receivers, and I call this diva drama because we all know the wide receivers are a bunch of divas, and when they don't get the ball and when they don't produce a lot, they cause a lot of drama. So these are the defenses that are going to cause some diva drama, some headaches for those wide receivers. Let's start it off with the San Diego Chargers, allowed only 87 yards against the Oakland Raiders wide receivers. Of course, Darren McFadden had a really good game catching the ball out of the backfield, but in terms of the Raiders receivers, they did nothing.
Yeah, and next up is the Tennessee Titans, correct?
Yep.
So Nate Washington, Kendall Wright, even Kenny Britt, who's back. You know, we'll see if they can do any damage against the Chargers. And, you know, what is your thought on Kenny Britt coming back? There's a lot of questions coming in. Tweet us at FFChamps. A lot of questions coming in on Kenny Britt, what to do with him this week. What are your thoughts on him?
I'm always very cautious. I was even cautious with Adrian Peterson because you never know how the players are going to perform coming back from such a major knee injury. So I didn't play Adrian Peterson in a lot of my leagues. I wanted to see what he did first, and it turns out he was amazing, so I'm confident that he'll do fine in week two. Do I think Kenny Bray is, you know, bionic man like Adrian Peterson is? No, I don't. Plus, he's a little bit of a knucklehead off the field, so I'm a little skeptical. Yeah, a lot of it. Hey, you know what? Kenny Bray, another fellow Jersey guy, not unlike myself, but at least I know how to behave when I'm out in public. Anyway, the point is, Kenny Britt, I'm a little nervous about playing him this week. He's going to be on limited snaps, maybe 15 to 20 snaps. He can get some long bombs, but you know what? Jake Locker, wildly inaccurate. So I'm not really convinced that Kenny Britt's due for a big game against the Chargers.
Yeah, we usually like to play a little bit conservative, so I agree with you. We wait and see on Kenny Britt. Chargers did look good last week, past D, so it's not a match made in heaven, so I agree with you. Sit Britt.
All right, so if you have any more fantasy football questions and you're not listening to the show live, you're listening to the podcast, feel free to send us an email, webradio@patriots.com, or, of course, you can hit us up on Twitter, @FFChamps. Todd and I have to take a quick break, but up next, we're going week two previews. Kevin, cue up that great NFL music because Todd and I are going to go through our week two predictions. We're going to have a lot of fun. That's coming up next on Football Nation.
Football, football, and more football. Clear. At footballnation.com. I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Pfft, rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Grok. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Grok. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Grok runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Stand by 10 seconds.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.
All right, baby, it's week two of the NFL. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries, we're going to break down the matchups for the upcoming week of the NFL. Kevin, why don't you start playing that music? Todd, let's get it started. We have the undefeated or the teams that are going to get their first win. So we have Houston 1-0 versus the Jacksonville Jaguars 0-1. What do you got?
Houston 34, Jacksonville 10.
Ooh.
No analysis. Texans, this is a blowout, baby.
Totally agree. Texans remained undefeated. Jacksonville Jaguars remain winless. All right, Minnesota Vikings versus Indianapolis Colts. Right now, the Colts are 0-1, Vikings 1-0.
You know what? We talked in the last segment about the Vikings and all the nice fantasy matchups they have going into this one. But you know what? Andrew Luck in his home opener, I have a feeling he gets the job done here. I think that the Vikings aren't all that on defense. They're going to hold Jaren Allen at bay. Andrew Luck gets his first win, and the Colts go 1-1.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and I do agree with you. Colts 1-1, Vikings go to 1-1 as well. All right, Arizona Cardinals 0-1 versus the New England Patriots 1-0, first home game for the Pats.
Last time the Cardinals came to Gillette Stadium, I believe it was 3 or 4 years ago, in the snow at the end of the year, the Patriots put a 45-7 drubbing on the Cards. I don't expect it to be quite the blowout this time around. Cards will hang around for a little bit. In the end, though, I see the Patriots pulling away. And I see it 31-13. Tom Brady gets the job done.
Yeah, I think the Patriots, you know, they play so great at home in front of that crowd at Gillette Stadium. What a fun place to watch a game. You got them all outside. I like going up there to Gillette. We went up there a few times this summer, Todd. We had a great time. A lot of restaurants there, some bars, some nice eye candy to, you know, divert your attention away from the game.
Absolutely. All of the above. But that's not going to help the Cardinals on Sunday. And
no,
the Cardinals are going to go, oh, and they're going to go, well, they're going to go, what, 1-1, right? They are.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I put them in the wrong part of this.
Yeah,
segment.
You put them in the wrong category,
my friend. My fault.
This is a battle of undefeateds, man.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is a battle of undefeateds. We'll get to that in a little bit. How about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the New York Giants? A lot of familiarity here with the Tampa Bay Bucs in terms of knowing how the New York Giants play. The Bucs offensive coordinator used to be Eli Manning's quarterback coach. The Bucs signed DJ Ware, the running back who was with the Giants all preseason. I think the Bucs might have a leg up on the defending Super Bowl champions.
You know, Greg Schiano comes back to his old stomping grounds, kind of, right?
Yeah.
He coached at Rutgers. He kind of comes back home for this game. I don't think it's going to matter. I think the Giants pull this out. I don't see the Giants going 0-2 after winning the Super Bowl. I think the Giants win an ugly game, but they get the job done, and they go to 1-1.
How about the Washington Redskins taking on the St. Louis Rams? Rams obviously lost to the Lions last week. Washington Redskins pulled the upset in New Orleans. They're 1-0. Who are you thinking?
Honestly, I think the Redskins get out to a 2-0 start. I think RG3 is the real deal. I think this is a good matchup for him. And I kind of like what Jeff Fisher's going to do there in St. Louis, and I predicted them to have a much improved season. But you know what? Maybe I'm buying into the hype, man. But Alfred Morris looking good, RG3 looking good. I think they get the job done on the road in St. Louis. I'm going Redskins.
In 3 years from now, are we going to say Robert Griffin III is a better quarterback than Sam Bradford?
Than Sam Bradford? Yes. Than Andrew Luck? No.
Okay. Fair
Andrew
enough.
Luck, 3 years from now, will be the greater quarterback between he and RG3, hands down.
All right, how about we move to the game where the New York Jets are traveling to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh 0-1, Jets 1-0. Do the Steelers, with that terrible towel, get a win at home?
Yes, they do. You know, there are a couple games on the docket here where one team is on a high and one team's on a low, and you're going to hear all the pundits all week talk about the Jets coming into Heinz Field, getting the job done against the Steelers. I don't believe it. I think the Steelers come home. The terrible towel's going to be flying, and the Steelers win, and I think they win handily over the Jets. The Jets return back to earth this week, Bill.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I think Tim Tebow is actually going to get some passing attempts, and Ike Taylor, who didn't get to play in week one, is going to pick off Tim Tebow after what Tebow did to the Steelers last year. How about that?
I agree. Tebow, what, they had 316 yards the last time he played the Steelers. I don't see quite that playing out this time around.
I hope Troy Polamalu gets his few sacks on Mark Sanchez. I love seeing Troy kind of fly over the offensive line. He's like leaping like a lizard. He like leaps over that offensive line and he smashes the quarterback. I love seeing the long hair. He's got the head and shoulders going on. I like seeing Polamalu in action.
Next game, Bill, how about those Tennessee Titans against the Chargers? Kind of a snoozer-type game. What do you predict here?
Yeah, I might fall asleep during that one, but I do enjoy watching Phillip Rivers in action because he's a little bit of a head case. He's spiking the ball. He's kicking the ball. He's yelling at his teammates. But you know what? No Ryan Matthews in this one. Chris Johnson may have to run away with some of the action for the Tennessee Titans. I think the Titans fly to San Diego and beat the Chargers at home.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going the other way around, man.
Okay.
I think they make the trip west and they come back 0-2. Chargers are the ugliest 2-0 team after week 2.
All right, how about the last game of the undefeateds versus the first or versus the winless? That's the Dallas Cowboys versus the Seattle Seahawks. I'm going with Dallas on this one, even though they're playing in the 12th man with the Seattle Seahawks.
I agree. It's always tough to make that trip out west. I think this one will be close. I think it'll be much closer than people are predicting. Even, you know, Russell Wilson, he's going to have his troubles against that Dallas defense. He's going to be introduced to DeMarcus Ware in a big way.
The Cowboys defense looked great in week one.
They did. I just have a feeling, Bill, when teams go out west to Seattle, weird things happen, and I think it's close, but Dallas pulls it out.
All right, well, I think we have a little bit more time. Let's go to the battle of the winless, Todd.
Oof.
All right, we have the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Buffalo Bills, both of these clubs looking for their first win in week two.
Yeah, Tamba Hali is back. He was not there last week for the Chiefs. He's our top pass rusher specialist. So he's going to put some heat on Ryan Fitzpatrick. These are two teams, Bill, that you and I predicted. I think I had the Bills going as a sneaky wild card play. I think you had the Chiefs in as a wild card play, right? Last week?
Yeah.
So this is kind of this game means a lot to you and I, my friend, because one of our teams is going to be 0-2.
Yeah, and I'm thinking Chiefs are going to win this one at Buffalo. I'm just, you know, Mario Williams was nowhere to be found against the Jets. That was their big offseason signing, and he did nothing.
Well, you're going with your Chiefs. I'm going with my Bills. Bill, this is head-to-head, you and I.
All right, I'm looking forward to that one. I'll have to write this one down. Kevin, make sure you record this clip so maybe I can make fun of Todd next week like he did with me when I said the Bengals were going to go undefeated. All right, Cleveland Browns versus Cincinnati Bengals. This is the Battle of Ohio! Everyone wants to know who's going to win this one, right?
Yeah, you know what, Bill? I was reading an article on Football Nation today from writer Matt Pagel. He wrote, this game, when you listen to the Browns and Bengals fans argue back and forth about football supremacy in Ohio, it's a lot like arguing about who paid more money for the crappier car. Okay? Come on. This game, you know, every year when this game's on TV or on Red Zone, it's a hard watch, man. It really is.
Yeah.
Totally. Browns, it's in Cincinnati. I think Andy Dalton bounces back a little bit. Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis gets the job done. He looked pretty good against the Ravens. He was one of the only guys that looked good against the Ravens. I think the Bengals pull this one out against Cleveland.
All right, I'm kind of surprised both of these teams are winless. New Orleans Saints taking on the Carolina Panthers in Carolina. What do you think about this one? Cam Newton versus Drew Brees, a lot of action here.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Panthers here.
Okay.
I think the Saints are going to fall to 0-2.
Wow.
And people are going to start talking again about Bounty Gate and Sean Payton not being there and all that good stuff. It's going to drum up all that good news stuff again. And I just think that Cam is going to get the job done at home. He looked pretty awful in that first week, I thought. I think he wakes up in a big way this week and takes down the Saints.
All right, probably maybe the most boring game of the week other than the Cleveland Browns and Cincinnati Bengals. We have the Oakland Raiders traveling down to Miami, both of these winless teams. Who gets their first win of the year?
I like the Raiders to go down to South Beach and get the job done. Run DMC. I think he's going to have a nice game against the Dolphins. I just can't go with Ryan Tannehill and the punchless Dolphins down there, so I'm going with the Raiders.
All right, just a few more games to get to. Let's go to the battle of the undefeateds. We had the first loss. Who's getting it, Baltimore Ravens or the Philadelphia Eagles?
I'm going to go with the Ravens getting the win. Eagles getting the loss.
Okay.
I think it's close. It's in Philly. I don't think it's going to be, you know, people are talking about this being a blowout. I think it's close. I think Joe Flacco gets the job done at the end. Mike Vick makes a kind of a boneheaded play in the second half. That's the difference.
I think I'm going the opposite one. I'm going taking Mike Vick and the Eagles this week. I think Vick's going to do more of the old Vick, running around on the field, making some plays with his arms and his legs. Not going to stay in the pocket a lot against the Baltimore Ravens. So I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles. How about the Detroit Lions versus San Francisco 49ers?
All right. This game is a Sunday night special, correct?
Yes, it is.
And I am going to go with the Bay Area boys, the home 49ers against the Detroit Lions. Detroit didn't look good in week one, Bill. I think they're going to play better, but still lose the game, if that makes any sense. The Niners, man, they were the most impressive team to me in week one, going and taking down the Packers. So I'm going to go Niners here over the Lions.
All right, we have a big picture of Jim Harbaugh and Jim Schwartz, the head coach of the Lions, up on Facebook.com. Facebook.com/FootballNationLLC. Big picture of the two coaches kind of yelling at each other, the infamous handshake from last year. Go to Facebook.com/FootballNationLLC. Let us know who's going to win that game, and let us know what you think is the game of the week. Todd, a couple more games to get to here. We have tonight's game, actually, Thursday night if you're listening live. If you're listening on the podcast, you can chime in on Facebook or on Twitter, FBall Nation. Let us know who was wrong. Chicago Bears traveling to Green Bay to take on the Packers.
I'm going with the Packers here. I can't see the Packers going 0-2. Hopefully I'm right on this. The Bears are a scary team, Bill. They're a scary team. They're one of those teams that we predicted was going to make a huge improvement this year, and they worry me, but I think the Packers get the job done. It is in Lambeau, correct?
And yes, it is.
I can't see them losing in Lambeau again. So
not two weeks in a row.
No, I hope not. So I'm going to go with the Packers here.
All right, and the Monday night game, big offensive battle. Denver Broncos travel to Atlanta to play Matt Ryan in the Dome, where the Falcons usually play very, very well.
And I think they're going to play very well on Monday night, Bill. I am predicting Matt Ryan has his big national coming out party on Monday night. He's going to light up the Broncos, and the Falcons are going to roll over the Broncos. And, you know, a lot of those Peyton Manning, you know, the people that were impressed with Peyton Manning in week one are going to have just a little shred of doubt after week two. I think he comes and has kind of a difficult game against the Falcons.
Big injury, Brent Grimes out for the Falcons. Does Peyton Manning take advantage of that, having Brent Grimes not on the field? I don't know. I think that can hurt the Falcons secondary a lot this week. But I agree, Todd, Matt Ryan is going to have a coming out party on Monday night in front of that big crowd down there in Atlanta. I'm also taking the Falcons. We got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere, though, because Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com, you can hear his show right here on Patriots.com radio every Wednesday, is going to join us. We're going to dive a little deeper into some of these games, and Kerry's going to bring out some of those quality stats that he's famous for. So, again, don't go anywhere. Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts up next on Patriots.com radio.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
I love this card.
With my Bank of AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Bill Enright, Todd DeVries hanging out with you on Patriots.com Radio. Todd, we have a special guest joining us. You can hear him every Wednesday right here on Patriots.com Radio from 4 to 6. And, of course, don't forget to catch his podcast on iTunes. We're going to bring in Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com. Don't forget, follow him on Twitter, at FootballFacts. Kerry, thanks for calling in. What's going on?
No problem. How you doing, gentlemen? Great show, as always.
Oh, thank you very much, my man.
So what's going on? What game are we attacking right now? I'm ready to throw down some cold, hard football facts.
All right, Kerry. The handshake game.
Right? Handshake bowl, too, yep.
This was one of the greatest things last season, man. I just loved it. An overly exuberant Harbaugh comes over to Schwartz, and he kind of gives him that, like, smack on the shoulder and that handshake and just runs off. And then Schwartz got all fired up. I believe those were the undefeated Detroit Lions at the time, correct?
They were undefeated. And not only were they undefeated, that game exposed them as the talented but undisciplined fraud that they are. They've gone 5-7 since that game. You know, we kind of still think of them as a big, you know, Matt Stafford, 5,000-yard passer, Calvin, you know, the unstoppable Megatron tandem. But in reality, they've been very stoppable. And even leading the NFL in passing yards in week one, I think, what, 355 yards for Matthew Stafford, you know what? They needed to pull a rabbit out of their hat to beat the lowly, pathetic St. Louis Rams. So I am not sold on the Lions at all. We call this a clash of, like I said, the talented but undisciplined Lions against a formidable, well-oiled, well-coached football machine that is the San Francisco 49ers.
And it's on the road, under the lights. Niners looked really sharp in week one.
I think, you know what, for all the big games we saw last week in week one, you know, the Jets scoring 48, you know, Peyton Manning looking great. You know, run down the list of you know, the big games, the big performances. You know, Baltimore, you know, beating down Cincinnati in a manner that even Bill Enright cannot yet cope with. Hey, Bill, you know what? At least your prediction about Cincinnati running over the AFC North, at least you delivered it with boldness and fearlessness. So I do admire that.
Thank you, Kerry. I appreciate
you know,
it.
With all that said, all those big wins last week, San Francisco was probably the most impressive. I really do think that. They beat the Packers every way, shape, and form. You know, we size up the game, as we always do, before and after, through the pigskin prism of our quality stats. And they won every single battle. They passed the ball more effectively. They ran the ball better. They played more efficiently. And all the indicators we look at to measure efficiency of offense and defense. And that is just a smart, well-oiled machine. We saw that early last year. We saw that coming from these 49ers. And Jim Harbaugh, coach of the year last year, and keeping it going at least through week one this year.
Yeah, and Kerry, I mean, let's not forget, that game was 23-7. The Niners were winning with, you know, until the Pack had the Randall Cobb punt return. I mean, that was 23-7. And I was watching that game with a bunch of friends, kind of the first gathering of the year, watching a little NFL football. Yep. And we were like, God, this game's a stinker. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was looking for answers. They didn't know what the
How
hell was going
Alex
on.
Smith? How about the transformation in Alex Smith's career? You know, football is all about two. It's about two things, okay? It's about passing the ball more effectively than your opponent. Not for more yards, not for 400 yards. It's about passing the ball more efficiently, keeping down the INT rate, you know, getting a high average per attempt and just being more effective. Game management. People use game manager to ridicule a quarterback, but game managers win games. Game manager is a compliment in the eyes of the cold hard football staff. You want game managers, but what you also need is good management within the organization. So it takes good coaching and efficient quarterbacking. And Alex Smith was a bust, guys. He was the number one pick in the 2005 draft, and he was a bust. Jim Harbaugh comes in, changes the culture, changes just the on-field capabilities, changes the way they play football, changes their ability to play smart situational football, which they were the best at in the NFL last year. And all of a sudden, Alex Smith is deadly, dangerous, accurate, and a game manager. And to me, that, like I said, not a derisive term. That's a compliment, and he clearly managed that team wildly effectively in week one, and you know, I would not trade that performance for any other performance in football.
I always thought Alex Smith got a tough break in the NFL. His first 7 years in the league, he had seven different offensive coordinators. I mean, that's pretty tough to do.
I agree, Bill. That comes down to the management. You know, look at the great organizations. You know, starting with the team there in Gillette. Smart, you know, leadership and good, solid management. That's at the top. Look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look at the New York Giants. Look at the teams that win consistently, not just year to year, but through the ages. You know, the Steelers have been the best team in football for four decades, you know?
Right.
The Patriots have been the best team in football over the past, you know, 15 years, and the Giants the last 5 years, right? But, you know, the Giants have a long, great history. They've always had solid, stable ownership since day one, and that means a lot. There's a reason why the Giants have played in more, you know, NFL title games and Super Bowls, you know, combined, going back to the, you know, pre-Super Bowl days, than any organization in football. It's all about management, and good management finds good talent and finds good coaches to lead them on the football field.
All right, Kerry, let's shift away from this 49er and Lion game, because the game of the week...
49er love fest. It's a 49er love fest.
Hey, can I tell you why? Because let me just... do you mind me just talking about the 49ers a bit more? The reason I'm high on them is because we noticed them in week four last season. They were playing the Eagles. They were 9.5-point underdogs at Philadelphia, and we looked at that game and said, that is crazy. The 49ers are going to win that game outright. And they did, because we looked at our efficiency numbers. We said, uh-oh, something special is percolating here. And that's what our quality stats do. We see the trends long before anybody else, because we're looking at the numbers that win and lose football games. We're not looking at, oh, you know, Matt Stafford passed for 355 yards. Well, who cares? We've been high on the 49ers since week four, week five last season. So that's why I'm kind of really cheerleading the 49ers.
Bill, I get the sense that Kerry Byrne is sitting at home in Quincy, Mass. In a Patrick Willis jersey, hopefully wearing pants, but he's probably sitting there. You talk about the Niners, he just lights up.
You know, because they're the team that the pigskin pundits, the so-called experts, don't get. And we saw this with the Patriots, okay, 10, 12 years ago when they won the Super Bowl in 2001 and won it in 2003. And those Patriots teams were the teams that launched the cold hard football facts, because we were looking at them and all the little things they did well to win football games. And meanwhile, the global football community was saying they're boring, they're not an exciting team, they have no stars. That was the big line before they played the Panthers in Super Bowl 38. But what they did is all the little things right that win and lose football games. That team won more football games in a 2 year period than any team in history. They won 34 games over a 2 year span. The 2003-2004 Patriots, including a 21-game win streak, they did all the little things right. They didn't flash and dash people. And that's what the 49ers are doing right now. I'm really excited watching how they've come together. And they're a team you've got to keep your eyes on, guys. And by the way, the Patriots play them late in the year. That could be a Super Bowl preview.
All right, Bill. Are we done with the love fest of the Niners now?
All right,
I've been done for the last 5 minutes.
I've been waiting
to talk about the game that I want to talk about.
Let's do it, Bill. I'm sorry, man.
That's the Broncos and the Falcons. That's my game of the week. Todd, I think you agree with me there.
I'm looking forward to this one, man. Everyone's pretty high on Peyton Manning right now. And Matt Ryan seems to be – we talked about it earlier in the show, Bill. Matt Ryan is one of those quarterbacks who's the guy trying to knock down the door and become one of the elite quarterbacks in this league. Kerry, what do you make of this matchup?
Well, first of all, to soothe Bill's shattered ego. We say at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, where we do our real and spectacular picks each week, our final line on Broncos-Falcons, this should be a great capital G-R-E-A-T. This should be a great one on Monday Night Football. Really looking forward to this game. Absolutely, Bill, I'm with you there. And the one thing, I think Matt Ryan almost is not getting enough credit. You know, there are a lot of quarterbacks. We talk about quarterbacks every week. They're the linchpin of any team. But, you know, RG3, obviously, the phenomenal debut. Peyton Manning looking like, you know, putting on a clinic against the Steelers, looking like his old self. Mark Sanchez kind of coming out of nowhere after a miserable preseason to lead the Jets to an explosion. But right now, the top-rated quarterback in football in what we call real quarterback rating is Matt Ryan, 139.8 real quarterback rating, 15 points better than RG3, by the way. And the difference between passer rating and real quarterback rating is that passer rating measures only passing. It's not a quarterback rating. People call it quarterback rating all the time, and it's not a quarterback rating. So what we do with real quarterback rating is we measure all aspects of QB play, how they run, how they pass, do they fumble the ball, do they get sacked, and combine it in kind of a rating formula, just like passer rating. And Matt Ryan tops in football, the only quarterback in week one to account for four touchdowns. He ran for three. I mean, he passed for three, and he ran for one. He didn't turn the ball over. I think everybody else had three touchdowns last week, had at least one turnover. He played, and he averaged over 9 yards every time he touched the football, running or passing or attempting to pass. That includes sacks. I mean, that includes everything. That's still over 9 yards every time he's handling the football. That's a phenomenal number. And he right now is the top-rated quarterback in football. And I think if he's got, you know, this is going to be, this has the potential to be a breakout game for him. And by the way, did you look at the gauntlet of opposing quarterbacks that he faces this year? He, you know, Drew Brees twice, of course. Peyton Manning, he plays Eli Manning, he plays Matt Stafford, he plays Cam Newton twice. It's week after week after week of elite quarterbacks on his schedule. And if he's going to make a name for himself and get him to the next level like you guys were talking about, this is the year to do it. He faces almost every great quarterback in football week after week after week. It's going to be fun to watch.
Kerry, one of those man laws you have over there at Cold Hard Football Facts, one of the biggest ones that I've always had a problem with, maybe because I'm such a fantasy football guy, is that you were really upset when the Falcons made all those moves to get Julio Jones. What do you call it? The hood ornament law?
Shiny hood ornament man law. Right?
That's right. Are you coming around on that one yet?
No,
I mean, Julio Jones is still...
It is etched in stone from the dawn of time. And it will
you're killing
never be,
me there.
It will never be rebuked, Bill.
You're killing me.
It will never
Julio
be
Jones
rebuked.
Was a maniac on the field. He accounted for two of Matt Ryan's touchdowns.
No, and I understand that. And this is what people don't look at. At what cost, okay? The Falcons' defense declined noticeably and precipitously from 2010 to 2011. In every indicator, they were not as good on defense. And you have to wonder, if they did not trade those five picks for Julio Jones, what could they have done with that? And let's just look at the Falcons. You know, the offense was great, but you know what? They played a fairly mediocre to bad passing team, a team that scored 212 points last year in Kansas City. That's what they played in week one. The Falcons right now are 20th in defensive average per pass attempt against them. That's not a good number. They're 11th in defensive passer rating, which is not a bad number, but it's not a great number, especially considering the quality of the opposition. You know, balance is what wins in the NFL. So everybody gets excited by those sexy, shiny hood ornaments, we call them. You know, they look all bright and they glisten in the sun. But at the end of the day, it's all about balance. And if you sacrifice too much to get that guy, it always, always hurts you. It always has throughout all of football history. And look at what happened to the Falcons last year in the biggest game of the year. Got zilch on the scoreboard, even with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. So, you know, on fantasy, you want that combination. What a great combo that was last week on your fantasy team.
But on
the field on Sundays, look at, you know, great teams win consistently without even 1,000-yard receivers. You have teams winning Super Bowls year after year with average receiving cores. We running backs that don't run for 1,000 yards. Fantasy stats and stats, quality stats that win on Sunday are two different and distinct things. And that's something we try to impress upon people all the time.
That's right, Bill. I mean, if you want the fantasy information, this is why Football
Nation. You go to Bill Enright, you go to FSC.
That's right.
Yep.
The Football Nation umbrella. If you want to pick games, go to Cold Hard Football Facts. If you want to pick fantasy, go to FF Champs.
They
got it all covered here.
Disciplines in the pigskin sciences, and we've mastered them both, I believe.
That's right. That's right. We absolutely did. Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com. You can listen to him right here on Patriots.com radio every Wednesday. Follow him on Twitter at FootballFacts. Kerry, we love the stats, love everything you do. And even though I don't agree with that hood ornament law, I will be looking forward to seeing Julio Jones on Monday
night. Well, it's going to be fun to watch. I totally agree there, Bill. Absolutely.
All right, Kerry, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks. Todd, let's take a quick break. We're going to wrap up the show. We'll do a little bit of a Patriots preview. They're taking on the Arizona Cardinals this week. Both of us expect an absolute demolishing on the Patriots. Put up a lot of points against the Cardinals. We'll preview that game, and we'll wrap up the show in the next segment. You're listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com radio.
Football Nation is all football all the time. I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank of AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Pfft, rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Grok. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Grok. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Grok runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.
All right, welcome back to Football Nation. Todd, you know, you heard the commercial coming out of break. Rob Gronkowski runs on Dunkin'. I'm at Dunkin' Donuts like five times a day. Bill Enright runs on Dunkin'. I should have my own sponsorship from Dunkin' Donuts. So much, I'm there so much that, you know, the girls, they see me pulling up. They have my coffee ready. As soon as I'm in, I drop down my change. I get a nice discount. I'm friendly with the girls, do a little bit of flirting.
Yeah,
and, they
little
hook
wink.
Me up.
Little
yeah,
wink.
Yeah, a little wink. They hook me up.
You guys are missing out by not being here on Sundays. We get a whole buffet from them.
Oh, man, don't tell me that.
No, they sponsor. They sponsor the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, and they bring us a whole spread.
Ooh, I might have to make my way up. I love my Dunkin' Donuts. Todd, you're not a big coffee drinker, are you? You're more 5-hour energy guy.
Me? I'm looking at my desk here. I got two empty Diet Cokes, 5-hour energy, and some Diet Green Tea, and it's just all empty everywhere. I'm all hopped up on a combination of caffeine.
No wonder you're getting up to take a leak every break.
That's right. That's right. That's right. At least I don't bring my headset into the bathroom, so you can appreciate that.
All right, Todd, what do you say that we get we look
a little potty
ahead.
Humor. You like the potty humor there?
I do like that.
Let's transition from that into a little Patriots preview really quick.
Yes,
how's that
sounds
transition?
Like a good idea. The Arizona Cardinals are traveling to Foxborough, Week 2 matchup. Patriots are 1-0. Arizona Cardinals are also 1-0. We both said that the Patriots would really demolish the Cardinals in this win. In this
All right.
one.
Yeah, a couple quick notes on this. Patriots side of the equation, I think you're going to see less Ridley, more Welker. For all those Wes Welker fans out there, you're going to see a little more Welker, a little less Ridley. Patriots are going to roll in this one. I have 31-13. Poor Larry Fitzgerald's going to be on the other sideline, peering over at Tom Brady, wishing he didn't sign that long-term extension with Arizona. And I think, you know, Kevin Cobb, the Cardinals running backs are a mess. I just don't see any hope for the Cardinals in this one. I think this game will be over by the middle of the third quarter.
Yeah, oh, I can't wait.
That's Bill Belichick. Can't wait for this one. And I think Larry Fitzgerald might be the first wide receiver or the fastest wide receiver ever to reach 700 receptions.
That doesn't mean anything on Sunday, buddy.
Bill Belichick came out and said that Larry Fitzgerald might be the greatest wide receiver ever. Does that mean anything?
It is what it is.
Why don't you ask the questions and Bill can just answer it? Bill Belichick. Bill, you ask questions, Bill Belichick answers it. That's the way
All right.
you should do it.
Kevin Cobb or John Skeleton, who would the Patriots rather have under center?
Skeleton? Really?
John Skeleton.
Who would the Patriots rather see?
Yeah.
Kevin Cobb. Yeah, Kevin definitely. Cobb seems to, when he gets in there, like kind of late in the game when Skelton goes down, Kevin Cobb gets a little burst of energy and puts together a couple drives. That's all cute and nice and everything. But if he's going to start this game and play four quarters, he's going to be in a world of hurt by the end of it. He's going to meet Chandler Jones face-to-face early in this game. Cobb will throw a few picks. Patriots defense, actually, from a fantasy perspective, Bill, I think the Patriots defense is a nice play this week.
Is Kevin Cobb the most grossly overpaid player in the NFL?
Probably has to be up. I'd have to stack him up against the others that are out there. But yeah, he doesn't earn the paycheck, not quite yet anyway.
I'm just looking up his contract real quick. I know he signed like a ridiculous deal when he got traded from the Philadelphia Eagles. $65 million. He had a $10 million signing bonus, and he also gets like 500,000 bonuses every year. He's in contract until 2017 when he becomes a free agent.
Well, have fun with that, Arizona.
All right, we think the Patriots are going to roll over the Cardinals. No problem there. But, Todd, who is your lock of the week? Don't say the Patriots. That one's too easy. Give me another lock of the week.
Lock of the week. I'll take a game that's a little bit more of a toss-up, Bill. I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers over the New York Jets.
Ooh, that one is a toss-up. All right.
It's a little more of a toss-up. I'll make a bold prediction there. Again, I am not a believer in these Jets. I think it was fool's gold last week. Pittsburgh's coming home, licking their wounds. They're going to be in Heinz Field. I think they take care of the Jets and shut up all those Jets fans right now that have their chest sticking out.
All right, a lot of people say, you know, if I was a betting man, I would take – well, I'm going to say I am a betting man, and I am taking the Houston Texans lock of the week against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer, Bill. Come on.
Well, that's why I said it's my lock of the week. No-brainer, lock of the week. All right, what about the upset?
Bam,
who you got on the upset?
I think Bill Belichick was just trying to chime in there.
What did he say?
Bam, I got it.
Bam, I got it.
Like All right, that. Once again, I'm upset of the week. I'm going to go with a game we talked about earlier. I'm taking the Indianapolis Colts to upset the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are a road favorite going into the dome there in Indy. I think Andrew Luck gets it done. I think he puts together a nice game, and they take down the Vikings.
You don't see a lot of road favorites, so I do like that one, Colts over the Vikings. But I'm going to go ahead and say the Kansas City Chiefs are going to upset the Buffalo Bills. By traveling to Buffalo.
Okay. Well, that should be a decent game. I think that's, again, I think you and I agree, that's kind of a fun, under-the-radar type game to kick back and watch. If you're watching that Red Zone channel on Sunday afternoon, you're going to see a lot of scoring in that one, a lot of fantasy relevance in that one. And those are two teams that we both liked as kind of underdog wildcard guys. So we'll be watching that one closely.
I wish Kevin, our producer, Kevin Collins, did a great job tonight. I wish he had the clip that I have. Last year's Super Bowl, I interviewed Bill Belichick on Media Day with, you know, thousands of other media members. I finally got my hand up, got in Belichick's face and said, Mr. Belichick, Coach Belichick, you know, what do you have to say to all the Patriot fans that are traveling all the way from New England to come here in Indianapolis? And he looked me dead in the eye and said, I'm sure it's going to be a good game. And that was my conversation with Bill Belichick. I was so happy to ask him a question, and then he gave me a very, very short and sweet answer.
I actually have a little bit of a conversation I had with him.
Is there anything more than what he gave me?
You know, Kevin's a good football player. He's smart. He's tough. He's got good skills.
Wow. Bill Belichick on the Kevin Collins scouting report. Nice.
He's very high on me.
Yeah, he wants to draft you.
I'm like the PFW writers, you know, he appreciates my work.
No, there you go. So Bill, we predict Stephen Ridley will get 18 touches and Kevin Collins maybe 4 or 5 touches in relief.
There you go.
Yeah, look for me on the bottom of the waiver wire in your fantasy leagues this week.
He'd be good for the flex position, Bill.
Yeah, he would. He does a lot, very multi-talented, very versatile, can use him in a lot of different areas.
Reliable target for Tom Brady. Yeah, yep. You know, not bad.
Not bad. We both said that at the same time. Not bad. All right, we got to wrap things up here on Football Nation. Todd, we had a lot of fun today.
Absolutely. Again, we're in the throes of the season, man. What's not to be fun about? If you're listening to this show on demand, that Packers-Bears game's probably in the rearview mirror, but that's a great game tonight, Bill. We got the Falcons and Broncos. We got Lions and Niners. Huge, huge weekend ahead. Love football season, and I love that it's in full throes of the season as we Yeah, I can't believe we're running week 2 already.
All right, let's wrap up the show. We had a lot of fun. You can listen to the podcast on, of course, iTunes, Patriots.com radio. If you have any questions about your fantasy lineup, feel free to hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps. For Todd DeVries, I'm Bill Enright. On behalf of our producer, Kevin Collins, we want to thank everyone out there for listening to Football Nation.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.